We'd like to say we appreciate the opportunity to come this way one more time. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. We need your prayers for just a minute. Not be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord laid on our hearts. That for the service today. We're going to read you some very familiar scriptures you'll find in the book of 2 Timothy. First chapter. Do need your prayers. Trust and pray that we might be able to do or say something that would be of help to you. But most of all, that we might leave that of the word of the Lord, for it's most important. You can go through the First Timothy and read several things that Paul had charged Timothy with, and how he wanted Timothy to continue to carry out the things of the Lord, the Word of God. And not only that, he wanted him to instruct the churches about a lot of things. 1st and 2nd Timothy, that Paul had the desire that he is preaching, that it wouldn't die. Yeah. It wouldn't just die out. I believe that ought to be our purpose as we go through this life, through this journey. I don't know altogether what we're going to preach on. There's several things that's come to us throughout this week, but this here's what we have this morning, so you just bear with us. 1 Timothy, we're going to start with the first verse. I may read the whole chapter. It's not the 18 verses. Says Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, and of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. So we find here, maybe in this chapter, there's a lot of things, just to be honest with you, a lot of things that's written in this chapter that is wonderful and full of grace and full of mercy. And I haven't looked to see how many times Paul mentioned that was going on. He said, in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Didn't matter that Paul was the one doing it. He said, in Christ Jesus. Makes all the difference in the world. It most certainly does. He addresses Timothy here. I'm going to start, lay just a little bit of foundation. Lord help me. Says to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Timothy, my son, my beloved son. Paul counted Timothy as his son in the faith. His son in the faith. He wasn't talking about him being his natural born son. But he is talking about his son in the faith. He wanted Timothy to exceed. He wanted him to go above. I've done said some of this. I'm going to say it again. Lord, help me. We've got a thought this morning. And I'll try my best to get around to it. But Timothy, Paul loved. He cherished him. And he wanted him to go further with that of the gospel. that of the Word of God, that he had received the gift of God. He wanted him to excel and to go above and beyond. That, and I'll just be quite frank with you, that's how I look at people today. I want them to do better than I've done. I want them to go further than I've went. I want them to accomplish more than I have accomplished in the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that there's no depth, there's no height, there's no width, there's no limit to what God can do for you and in you. Amen. In you, if you'll allow him. I want to ask you a question this morning. Lord, help me. The Bible says here that Paul had been around Timothy's family evidently quite a while. And Paul had got acquainted with Timothy's grandmother. Grandmother talked about the faith that Timothy's grandmother had, and his mother, Grandmother Lois, Mother Eunice, and he said, I help to believe it's in thee also. It was in Timothy. Brethren, I want to talk this morning for just a minute. God help me, about making an impression. Leaving an impression. Brethren, there's something that we need to leave as we go down this journey. Yes, they are. There's something, my friend, that ought to impress, brethren, even our own household. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Glory. Yes, woo. Yes, Lois had something, thank God, that was beneficial for her grandchildren. Amen. Woo! Woo! They ought to be something, brethren, about us. Hallelujah! That our children and our grandchildren won't. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I ain't out of order. Shame on you. Shame on you. If you're not leaving some impression on your family. Amen. Bible teaches us, and you know very well, brethren, in the days of Noah, that they wouldn't but Noah and his family that entered the ark. Listen, you say, preacher, that wouldn't many more than we're doing. I ain't here to get on to you. I'm just telling you, my friend, your life ought to be an impression. It ought to be a reflection of what Jesus has done in your life.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I ain't no preacher. I ain't no deacon. I don't ever plan to be. My friend, you're a child of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you something. You may not think so this morning, but we need each other.
Amen.
I don't believe Noah had much of a problem getting Shem, Ham, and Japheth to go with him. Come go with me.
Yeah.
Huh? Come go with me. What did Moses tell? Brethren, Raguel, He said, come go with me, brethren. The Lord spoke of good things concerning Israel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's things, my friend, about us that ought to impress others. Ought to impress others. You say, preacher, I'm too busy, my friend. I want you to know in your busy life, you're still leaving an impression.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. What better testimony, thank God, than that had as Lois and Eunice had. What better testimony? What better? There's something, my friend, that ought to come out of you that your children would desire to be just like you. You ain't gonna give no amen. I don't care.
Amen.
Think about it. Think about it. Now, I can look around. You might say, preacher, you're a preacher. You ought to make an impression. You're a child of God. You ought to make an impression.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.
God help us. God help us. Let me go a little further. Abraham. Can I tell you something about Abraham, my friend, that I believe with all my heart? Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And another writer said, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Yes, sir. His faith between him and God. I want you to know something. I believe with all my heart that Lot saw what was in Abraham.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to get into it. You can disagree with me and get all that other, my friend. I know that he is supposed to come out from among his kindred. But I'll promise you, my friend, I believe Lot hounded him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with you.
Yeah.
I'm going with you.
Yeah.
Why? There's something about Abraham that Lot wanted, Jeff.
Go on, Randy.
Yes, sir. He impressed him so, my friend, that he wanted to be just like him.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! Glory to God. He impressed him. I believe it. Why do you say that? Let me say this, my friend. Abraham never did forget Lot.
Amen. No.
Amen. Amen.
Never did.
Amen.
Lot got in trouble. Abraham heard about it, and brethren went and delivered him.
Amen.
More than once.
Amen.
Yes, sir. More than once.
Yes, he did.
Listen. We need to leave an impression. I'm going to be quite frank with you. It does not matter what I'm preaching to you this morning. You are leaving an impression.
Amen. It's yours.
One way or another. You may be living, my friend, both ways.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We got so many people my friend, partaking of things in the world, my friend, that God ought to disown them.
Amen.
Back in the day, my friend, you know what some of the old preachers said? They said a dancing knee and a praying knee don't grow on the same leg. Glory to God!
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Preacher, I don't know about that.
Yes, you do.
Brother Dewey Ashley had an appointment to preach down there for Brother J.O. Jared. I never will forget it.
Bless him, Lord.
And they had a lot of old J.O.'s members, they come around and said, that Dewey Ashley's down yonder at the juke joint playing his guitar. Huh? He was supposed to preach the next Sunday for J.O. You know what J.O.'s comment was? He said, if he's going to preach, he'll find a place to repent.
Amen.
Glory to God! He didn't know where he is or not, Crafton, but he said if he preaches, he'll repent before he gets there.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going to be quite frank with you. I'm just going to be downright honest with you. Brethren, we've got our hands in a pot, and we need to get them out, my friend.
Amen.
You're stirring in the wrong pot. Thank God, let faith overcome the evil that's around you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I'm right. It don't matter if you're right 10 times over.
Bless him, Lord.
Just the word of God.
Huh? Listen. Lot got off down there, got in trouble. All them kings gonna come against him. Abraham found out about it, and he gathered all his valiant men. He said, we're gonna go get him. Huh? We going to go get him.
Yeah.
We going to deliver him.
Yes, Lord.
Lot never did forget Abraham.
No, he didn't.
You know that?
Yes, Lord.
Can I tell you something? Abraham never forgot Lot.
No.
Never did. Not to the day as in Sodom and Gomorrah and got delivered.
Yes, Lord.
He is on Abraham's mind.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes. Can I tell you something else? You can like it or dislike it, my friend, and I believe it still works that way today, and it doesn't matter which way you turn it. God never forgot Abraham.
Amen.
Never did.
Amen.
No, sir. Matter of fact, Crafton, he said, wherever you go, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. Amen.
That not what he told him? I'm going to bless you. How would you like to start the day off with a blessing this morning? Yes, sir. God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, sir. Sins, come up, Robert. Come up. Rose up. God said, I'm going to send some men down there to find out if what I hear is true. Is that what it says? And brethren, when they went down there, Robert, they went by Abraham.
Amen.
Woo! Woo! Glory! Three men. what the book says.
Yes, Lord.
Two of them men left.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They left. They was going to Sodom and Gomorrah. Find out, my friend, what the Lord sent them for.
Yeah.
Preacher, what about that third one? Abraham pleaded with him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He is the Lord himself.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. I want you to know God never forgot Abraham.
Amen.
I'd hate it, my friend, if God forgot me.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I can't help it. Thank God. Thank God. God ain't gonna leave you, thank God, in the sixth trouble, and he'll deliver you in the seventh.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Trouble after trouble.
Yes.
You just keep in mind God ain't forgot you.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yes, sir. There's some impression. There's some impression that come from Abraham. Thank God, and Lot wanted it.
Yeah.
You know what the book says? It says that Lot's righteous soul was vexed day by day. He is living in a place he didn't want to live.
Amen.
Fact.
Amen. It's true.
Fact. Listen. You say, preacher, that's all back in yonder. I want you to know God will treat you exactly like he treated Lot.
Amen.
You tell me who was delivered out of Sodom and Gomorrah. He lost about everything he had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. He lost it before they ever showed up. Glory. Glory. But you tell me where Lot was when the two men showed up. He was out the gate. Yes, sir. Out the gate. Don't tell me, my friend, he didn't have some kind of notion.
Amen.
I can't help it. I know.
Amen.
I understand. I really do. I understand. But I want you to know Lot seen something in Abraham he wasn't willing to give up, folks.
Yeah. Amen.
Paul saw what Lois had. He saw what Eunice had. And he saw what Timothy had.
Yeah.
And brethren, he just wanted Timothy to cultivate.
Amen.
Yes, sir. What he had.
Amen.
Glory to God. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of impression are you leaving? Preacher, we ain't living back then. No, we ain't. We living now. And I've got news for you, folks. The world needs something from you.
Amen.
And they don't need enough of the rest of the world.
Amen.
No, don't need us to look like
no,
that.
No, sir.
That needs to be different.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Amen.
Grandson went and worked out this morning. He don't miss a day without working out. You look at him, you think he's a pretty healthy man.
Yes, Lord.
I'll put it that way. He ain't got much fat on him.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? He works out, Robert.
Yes,
don't hardly miss it. Got up about 4 o'clock this morning, went and worked out. He run across one of his buddies that he went to school with. He said, Papa, said, you know what he done? I said, what? He said, he witnessed to me.
Ask him, Lord.
He said, he witnessed to me.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yes. He said, and I told him, I thank you. I thank you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Things ain't what they used to be.
Amen.
Don't have to be.
No, they don't.
Preacher, I'm a good Christian. I'll live at home. I'll do this and that and another. What kind of impression are you?
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, you ought to have more feelings than that. I want you to know that a lot of folks has used this COVID and used that right yonder that we doing, my friend, to stay at home.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. And I know where I'm at.
Yeah.
I do. I know where I'm at. You say, preacher, we ain't got nobody that's like that. Hallelujah. You know what Lot wanted out of Abraham? He didn't want Abraham to miss a beat.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something, my friend? And I feel sometimes the least among the least of the least of the least. And I'll be quite frank with you. I for the last several months, my friend, I feel like a hunted man. Yes, sir. I feel about like old Elijah.
Bless him.
When Jezebel's after him. Yes, sir. He went out over there on a tree.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you know what? God didn't forget Elijah.
No, he didn't.
Amen.
No, sir. He ain't going to forget you.
Amen.
He ain't going to do it. Brethren, he's my all in all. Yes, he is. Can I tell you something else? We don't get much from God because we don't surrender ourselves unto him.
Amen.
It's a fact. Just a fact. I had a man tell me one time that he got just as much on the golf course as he did at church. I said, you a lying?
Yeah.
He was a man. I don't know. He might have got by with telling somebody else that, but it wasn't going to work with me.
Yeah.
Huh? And I'm going to tell you why it didn't work with me, because I knowed him.
Yeah.
You know? I knowed him. I knowed where he used to be.
Amen.
But he found more peace on the golf course. You know what he found, my friend? He thinks he's hiding.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't go to the house of the Lord. I just feel uncomfortable. I got news for you. There's a way to find comfort.
Amen.
In the house of God.
Amen.
Yes, they are. There's something that will satisfy your soul. It will. If it don't, my friend, there's something wrong with the church.
Amen.
And there ain't nothing wrong with the church. Huh? It's his body.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Now, I said all that. You said it. You know what we get frustrated with? Every one of us. We get frustrated with this visible body.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
we do.
We
do? I'll guarantee you, and I ain't here to do it, but I'll guarantee you I could ask Marshall what he believed on a certain thing, and I could ask Billy what he believed on a certain thing, and I'll tell you what, it'd probably be two different things.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It probably would be. You say, preacher, you preaching to us. Why can't we follow you? I got news for you. You don't follow me. I never have told you to follow me. I never will tell you to follow me. But brethren, you follow what that word teaches. Me and you going to be on the same road, folks.
Amen.
I don't care if you're living over yonder, my friend. Have to live over there, my friend, for me and you to get along. Just go ahead.
Bless the Lord.
Just go ahead. I'm going to travel right here. Ain't you? I believe Abraham knowed where he is going.
Yes.
And hadn't never been there. Yeah. Does that make sense? That can't make sense. I want you to know God was with him. And he told him, he'd just give it to him. You just walk, Abraham.
That's right.
You know what he told Abraham? He said, I'm going to make you, my friend, your seed as the sand of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
You go number it. You go number it. I don't care. Pick you out a seashore here somewhere. We got some in Georgia. You won't be finished in Georgia.
Amen.
Because you ain't never going to number it.
No.
No. You ain't never going to number it. There's things. Impressions. Impressions. It's real important. Brethren, what kind of impression we're leaving.
Amen.
You want your children to prosper in the church? Let the church mean something to you.
Amen.
To you. Yes, sir. Elijah, let me go on. Elijah went over there. Now, Elijah was noted as the fiery prophet. He is noted as the man of God that could get fire out of heaven.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He done it more than once.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And he is noted, folks, as a prophet. Now, I want you to know Elijah had an impression on the children of Israel as a whole. He gathered them together and he said, how long halt ye between two opinions? He said, if Baal be God, serve him. If God be God, serve him. We're going to find out. 450 prophets of the grove, 400 that sat at Jezebel's table. He told them, he said, have at it. You say, preacher, he wasn't that plain. Yes, he was. We're going to find out who God is.
Yeah.
The one that answers by fire.
Yeah.
That not what he said?
Yeah.
The one that answers by fire.
Yeah.
He gathered them all. Mm-hmm. You know the scripture. They built their altar. They cried out to God. Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. They believed something. They believed in something. But they believed in something that was dead. Had no life. I'm not here. You say, preacher, you got to win my heart over. I'll tell you who'll win it over. The Lord Jesus Christ. And if he don't, then you're doomed.
Amen.
Yes, sir. But he told them, he said, you do yours, you cry out to your Baal.
Yeah.
He said, whichever one answers by fire, that's the one we'll serve.
Yeah.
And the people answered him and said, okay.
Amen.
And they wasn't too quick about doing that. No, sir. They was halted.
Yeah.
Crafton,
yeah.
They was halted. There's no reason for you to be halted this morning. God is the one that can answer by fire. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm not anybody but a little old servant. That's all I am. But I want you to know, if need be, he can still send the fire down.
Yes, he can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Preacher, I ain't getting what I need out of church. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you come to church for? Has a lot to do with what you get out.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that little lady right over yonder, she don't go to the grocery store without bringing something home. I don't go to the grocery store, Robert, and just sightsee.
No, that's something you need.
You know what? I normally go, if I go, I'm headed one of two places.
Bless the Lord.
Rest of it, it's there. Preacher, what do you mean? I get what I want.
Amen.
Oh, preacher, I'm not getting what I want around the house of God. I'm going to say this, it's your fault.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir, it's your fault that you're not getting what you wanted out of the house of God. I've been in church for a long time, folks. And I'll stand up here and I'll tell you, it ain't every time that I went that I received what I was looking for.
Bless the Lord.
Not every time. Now, there's a lot of them times that I went and I wasn't even in the place. Preacher, I'm not like that. I'll guarantee you. I'll guarantee you thoughts come through.
Yes.
While you're sitting in the house of God, don't make no difference who's preaching, who's singing, my friend. And most of the time, we're in wind-up mode and we know what's going to happen next.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, sir. I got a watch that operates on motion. So if you set it around, I don't wear it every day. It's not an everyday watch. It's sitting right up there. Only time you'll see that watch when you see me come in this church or another church. I wear it at church. You know what I have to do most of the time? Most of the time. I have to set the time on it and I have to wind it up. Preacher, you said it was a motion. It is, but there ain't no motion sitting on the table over there.
Amen.
You hear me? Ain't no motion sitting on the table. There's some of us sitting on the sidelines, my friend, and we got no clue what's the game is going on.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you say, preacher, you're preaching to us. I hope I am. I really do. I hope I am. I hope you get the fact, my friend, that you are leaving an impression.
Amen.
One way or another.
Amen. Amen.
Shame on us. Shame on us, my friend. If we ain't uplifting God, brethren and our brethren. Amen. I'll amen it. It's the truth. Absolute truth. You don't have to ask me what I preached the last two messages. I remember what I preached. Yes, sir. You get past that, I probably couldn't tell you. It's a fact. I preached on the tongue a couple of Sundays ago.
Amen.
I done a pathetic job of it. You don't have to tell me. I know. I done a pathetic job on it. But I'm going to tell you, if you'd have come back that Wednesday night, my friend, you'd have got the rest of that. Yes, sir. You'd have got the rest of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wonder if you're listening. If you're listening. Listen, the impression that we make on our journey, brethren, it ought to be lasting. Can I tell you something? Did not the Lord Jesus Christ himself walk with a couple of men after his resurrection? Is that not right? Walked along with them. They had no clue who he was. Huh? No clue. And he was talking to these two men. And when they started listening to him, they looked at each other. And they said, "We've heard him. We know him." Why? Because he left an impression. Yes, sir. You say, "Preacher, that's Jesus." I want you to know that Jesus will live with you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Here, right now, I'm going to preach that, my friend, because I believe that. Do I believe there's a heaven? Amen, I do. Let me tell you something. I'm going. Are you? I'm going. It's my home. Yes, sir. It's my goal. Amen. It's where I'm headed. Thank God got there because of the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
What's he going to look for, Jeff? What's he going to look for? When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Is that what he told him at the Egypt? I got too much, but I want you to know this morning, we leave an impression.
Amen.
Why can't we leave a godly impression?
Amen. Amen.
Jesus in us. The life which I now live, I live by the Son of God.
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That ain't word for word, but it's close. Listen. Paul knowed. He knowed he didn't live the life he used to live. I'm going to tell you something else. I don't care how educated you get. My friend, you'll never educate yourself out of the blood of Christ.
Amen.
If it's been applied, brethren, that's what's going to get you there.
Amen.
I don't care if you don't know your ABCs. But if you know you've been born again and Christ is in you, you're going home.
Amen.
One day.
Amen.
One day, sometime. You're going home. Shame on us if that's all we know.
Yes. Yep.
Nehemiah. What was Nehemiah? Little old butler. But Nehemiah had a concern for home. Home.
Yes, he did.
Let me finish with Elijah. Elijah. He told them prophets, he said, "You cry loud. Get louder." He said, "Somebody ain't listening." Is that what he told them? Bible says they cried louder. Listen, they believed. They believed, folks, that Baal was going to answer them.
Yeah.
Don't you need to think, my friend, that this world is full of deceivings.
Yes.
I'm not going to deceive you.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think. I'm not going to deceive you. You know why I'm not going to deceive you? Because I'm going to say in that word. That's why. I don't care what you call it. Well, preacher, we can't follow you. You believe this and you believe that. I want you to know you take the word of God and show me, where I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. I'm not confused.
Amen.
I don't preach a confused word. I try my best to preach what the Word of God says, folks.
Amen.
And the Word of God will bring life unto you.
Amen.
But you've got to let it. Elijah, Bible said they begin to cut themselves. That's how much they believed. Don't tell me people don't believe other things. It ain't everybody believes like we do. It ain't everybody worships like we do. And folks, I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing I can do about what everybody else does. You know, the only person in this life that I can keep straight is me.
Amen.
And I've got a full-time job. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I know. You say, listen, impression.
Yes.
Elijah had already made an impression on the children of Israel, but the children of Israel themselves was halted in a plan and a point so much that they didn't even want to answer Elijah.
Right.
Go and read it. You'll see it. He told them, prophets, just to cry louder. They cried all the way in the evening. Jumped up on the altars, tore them down, them that they had for Baal. Preacher, they had an altar. They had an altar. They believed in Baal.
They did.
Them prophets did. They believed in Baal. They believed Baal was going to answer. You can't tell me, my friend, that people that believe in Hinduism, they believe in Buddhism, and they believe in this and that and another, my friend, they really believe it, folks. Worked down yonder Ace Hardware years ago. We had no Indian. He'd come in there, not an American Indian, an India Indian. Now, I got acquainted with him. I liked the old boy.
God.
Every time he come in, he had a little red dot.
Yeah.
I got acquainted with him enough. One day, I felt pretty comfortable. I said, I just want to know what is that red dot?
Yeah.
He said, that's my guru. I said, you're what? He said, it's my guru. It's my God. I said, Lord, help us. But they wear that red dot, my friend, as a symbol that they worship their God. And it ain't God. You hear me? I'm going to say this, and I ain't afraid to say it. He got a little G. Yes, sir. He got a little G. He just like them 850 prophets that was prophesying. They had nothing, thank God, alive.
Amen.
Now, you can believe what you want to, and a lot of you do. Preacher, I don't believe that Baptist way. Well, there's millions of people that don't. Yeah, they don't. But listen, Elijah, the Bible says that he repaired the altar of the Lord. I'm not 100% sure that it was the altars they used. I believe the altar of the Lord had been torn down.
Yes.
And Elijah said he repaired it. He put the wood on it. Yes, sir. And he told them, he said, you go get 12 barrels. That's what it wound up being.
Yeah.
12 barrels full of water, and you pour it on that altar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, folks. Why'd he do such a thing? Huh? He knowed his God. Yes, sir. He knowed God could answer. God had already answered him in more ways than one. Listen, he had an experience, my friend, that there's no denying God is God.
Amen.
Then he told him, he said, you dig you a trench around that altar. He said, you fill her full of water. Preacher, that's a little bit extreme. He had an extreme God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He had a God that's going to answer him.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Elijah made an impression on the children of Israel.
Amen.
Bible said he began to pray. He cried out to God, and God sent the fire.
Yeah.
Did he not? The Bible says
yeah.
that it consumed the sacrifice. It consumed the wood. It licked up all the water round about the altar.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm going to say this. When God got finished, it was dry.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It was dry. Yes, sir. No question,
Amen.
No question that God is God.
Amen.
I know God is God, and God don't never change.
Amen.
Preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. That's your problem.
Amen.
Like a lot of people, my friend, wants to serve the Lord this hand, and they want to serve the world with this hand. It don't work, folks. It don't work. Old Joe Hazelwood come to Dry Creek one time. We was having homecoming. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. It used to be they didn't have no loud bands in the church. I know we living in back ages.
Bless him, Lord.
I know, my friend. You hear me?
Yeah.
We got to have a racket today. Don't we?
Bless him, Lord.
Listen.
Bless him, Lord.
The group we had for homecoming, they come in, they set up, and they had three or four guitars, and they had piano, and they had some drums. Some drums. Now, don't get me all this.
Yes,
if you'll go read your Bible, you'll find out that David made some instruments to worship the Lord.
Amen.
And he had 4,000 men set aside to do so.
Yeah.
4,000 to play them instruments. You tell me, brethren, Saul had no peace except for David playing on the harp.
Amen.
Don't tell me I ain't against instruments. And I'll tell you one thing. I'll say this.
Yeah.
And you can believe what you want to.
Yeah.
Thank God they bring it in the church. It better have the Holy Ghost with it.
Amen.
Glory to God. I know what I'm talking about, Robert.
Yeah.
not sitting on the front bench right over there, his homecoming, old Joe Hazelwood. They always, we had Hazelwoods there at the Dry Creek, and they always come over. They is from Blue Pond. They always come over from homecoming. And Joe Hazelwood sat down next to me, and they started playing them instruments, what have you, and he looked at me. Now, you just had to know Joe. Joe liked to get in the meat. He liked to shout. And they got to play it along there, and he looked at me and he said, "Randy," he said, "that kind of music's what I used to dance to."
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Oh.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, folks. That was 1978, 79, somewhere in there. I ain't never forgot it. I ain't never forgot it. As your pastor, my friend, I feel the same way a lot of times. A lot of times. But it ain't. There's nothing wrong with instruments. I'm not preaching on that. I don't even know how I got on that.
Bless him, Lord.
But nonetheless, Elijah got fire down out of heaven. I want you to see this, folks. The word got out that Elijah was going to be taken away. Did it not? It was pretty common knowledge amongst the sons of the prophets, was it not? That Elijah was fixing to leave here. You know what Elijah done? Jezebel sent out a decree. She said, "I'll have his life. He's going to be like them prophets that he destroyed, because he destroyed them after the fire came down." Yes, sir. He done away with them. Preacher, what did he do? He cut their head off.
Amen.
He killed them. You say, "Preacher, that's awful." My friend, do you know under the law, they thought the only way to get rid of sin, my friend, was to kill it. Amen. Read your book.
Amen.
If you didn't keep the law and you done something worthy of death, you tell me what they done.
Mm-hmm.
They stoned you.
Yes, Lord.
Did they not stone Achan?
They did.
Did they not stone Achan's son? And his son's son, and his son's son's son. Yeah, right down to the fourth generation. And not just that, Robert, everything they had, and they burned it after they stoned them. Who stoned them? You did. Who stoned them? I did. If you was part of them, you was the one throwing the stones. Why in the world you think the Lord wrote on the ground, he said, "Ye that are without sin, cast the first stone."
Mm-hmm.
They understood real quick what that meant.
Yeah.
And the scripture says, when he stooped back down and began to write, every one of them, what'd they do, preacher? Every one of them left. Wouldn't nobody throw a stone? Why? Because Jesus has changed things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You couldn't make it under the law, Jeff.
No,
I couldn't either.
I couldn't.
You hear me? But an impression was made by Elijah, the sons of the prophet sitting on the mountain. The Bible says that Elijah left that place and he sat down under an oak tree and wished to die.
Yeah.
Did he not?
Yes,
everybody after him,
yeah.
Hunting him. Yes, sir. He went over under an oak tree and just sat down. Let me tell you something. God didn't forget Elijah. He didn't forget him. He didn't deliver him like A lot of people thinks deliverance comes, but he didn't forget him. Bible said that he sent a little angel by and said, rise and eat. And he did. He arose and he eat. You know what he done? He laid right back down. We talking about Elijah, folks. Man got fire right out of heaven.
Bless him, Lord.
Not many days from then. Had an experience, my friend, that God is real. My friend, and a few days later, he is pouting about his situation. Is that not right? God never forgot him. He never forgot God. Oh, preacher, I don't know about that. I do. He laid back down the second time. Here come another angel. After a while, he said, Elijah, arise and eat, for thy journey is too great for thee. I believe the scripture teaches us he went 40 days on the strength of that meal. 40 days. But the second time he got up and he went down there in a cave. Scripture says he went down in a cave. And he cried out to the Lord. And here come a mighty wind. Blowed everything. And he said, the Lord wouldn't in the wind. Think about it. Think about it. Man just got fire down out of heaven. Wind blow like it did. You'd think the Lord been in it. Yep. Wouldn't in it. Nope. Said the Lord wouldn't in the wind. Nope. He sent a little earthquake. Rumbled. Yes. No doubt got him shook up. Listen. And the Lord wouldn't in the earthquake. What it says? Then fire come down out of heaven. And the Lord wouldn't end the fire. No, sir. I'm going to bring my remarks to a close as soon as I can. I want you to know that we leave an impression. He had been somewhere for 40 days. Or he is either in the midst of the 40 days. I don't know which, but one of the two. While he is in that cave, the Bible says, here come a still, small voice. Still, small voice. Lord didn't forget him. He began to speak to Elijah, and he said, Elijah, he said, you go anoint this king to be king over Israel. And I want you to go anoint Jehu, I believe it is, to be the king over Judah. And I want you to go by Elisha and lay your mantle upon him. For he shall be prophet in thy stead.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Them three things he told him. Preacher, what's fixing to happen? He's fixing to leave here.
Yes,
he's fixing to leave here, folks.
Yes.
So he went by and done the kings and what have you, and he went by Elijah and he laid his mantle on him. And you know what Elisha said? He said, what have I to do with thee? He said, let me go back and bid my parents bye.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm going.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm following Elijah.
Yeah, bless him.
Is that not what he was going to do?
Yeah.
Following Elijah. Elijah told him, said, you go do whatever you need to do. What's that to me? Is that what he told him? Preacher, why did he say that? Because God told him to lay his mantle on him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell him to hold his hand. But listen, Elisha knowed enough about Elijah that it left an impression. Yes, sir. He went back, bid his family adieu, and then he was run caught up with Elijah. And he got to talking to Elijah. I'm not going to get into all that. There's more and more and more in the Scripture.
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
Talking about an impression.
Amen.
I'd venture to say that there's somebody in your life that has made an impression on you.
Amen.
Can I ask you a question? Is it a godly one?
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Is it a godly one?
Bless him, Lord.
There's a lot of things that goes on in this world, my friend, that's not of the Lord, but it's of the devil.
Yeah.
Come get a verse of a song. Just had a young man that was sentenced to life for the things he had done. The people he had killed, outraged. They turned right around and they sentenced his father. Sentenced his father, 15 years. Preacher, what did they sentence him for? Because he ought to know something about what his son was doing.
Yeah.
He was under his roof.
Yeah.
And he's the one that supplied the guns, ammo. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that ain't right. I got news for it. Somebody's responsible. Somebody's responsible. There ain't no devil gonna live in your house under your roof and you not know it.
Amen.
Not if there's anything to you.
Amen.
It don't happen, Jeff. You say, preacher, what are you doing bringing up all this? I'm talking about the impression. The impression. I've said this, and I've said it for years. People was talking years ago, my friend, about how the young people had gone crazy and they got on drugs and they got all this. And every time I opened the paper,
amen,
locally,
amen,
just a local paper, not many things going on in there, but you'd open that local paper and it would be older folks and older folks and older folks, my friend, that they found with all these drugs.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Where do young people get them? Bottom line, where'd they get them? Then we wind up with 50, 60, 70-year-old people winding up in jail because, Rick, they had the drugs.
Amen. They did.
Yes, sir. It ain't all the young people. Preacher, what has that got to do with anything? It has to do with the impression. It has to do with the lifestyle. You can believe what you want to. You can get wrapped up, my friend, so much in the things of this world and you're thinking you're doing right all the time, and I want you to know that it'll bring you down every time.
Amen.
Yes, it will. There's a reason I preached on the tongue. Probably more of a reason than I realized. And there's a reason that I come back and preached on silence. If you ain't heard it, you ought to pull it up and listen to it.
Amen.
I'm just
Amen.
Telling you.
That's right.
You got the means.
That's right.
You pull up and tell everything else.
Right.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you, my friend, pull one up and just see what's going on? Huh? We might be having a hoedown here on Wednesday night. Huh? Preacher, you ought not say that. Well, you ain't here. You don't know what we're doing. My church, my people won't do that. I got news for you. There ain't a one of us sitting here, my friend, that ain't apt, my friend, to go berserk.
Amen.
That's true.
It's the only word I know how to use. Completely out of control. Yep. Robert? Preacher, are you preaching to us? I want you to know that's the way it is.
Yes.
If you don't get a hold of this man and bring him under subjection, my friend, he ain't nothing but a wild buck.
Amen.
It doesn't matter who you are. Oh, preacher, I've been in church all my life. I don't care. You let that man go and he go.
Amen.
Won't he?
Amen.
Sure.
What kept Abraham? What kept Abraham? Why is it in Abraham's day that he said he sought a city whose builder and maker was God?
Amen.
Amen.
And one writer said, and he saw it.
Yeah. Amen.
He saw it.
Yeah.
By faith.
Yeah.
By faith, folks. Abraham ain't got one thing on you. You are a child of faith.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you're a child of Abraham.
Amen.
So what kind of impression are we making? Let us stand. Sing a verse, some song.